Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Paris, France, is Kay Goslin, who's creative director with IVC. Kay, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. It's a pleasure to be your color correspondent from Europe.
Yeah, glad to have you on the show today. Actually, I wanted to talk to you. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about the Maison Show?
Sure. It's the number one houseware show for all of Europe. I can't really tell you what the attendance is at this show, but usually it's in the neighborhood of 40 or 50,000 people. The interesting thing about Maison this year is that for the first time ever, it's being combined with something called Paris Design Week. You know how there's London Design Week and now
right.
Shanghai Design Week? Paris has decided to have one. Unfortunately, it starts on Monday, and I'm leaving on Saturday. But Maison is still a great preamble to that wonderful design week that they're going to have.
Okay. And so this is not the first time you've been to Maison.
No. I try to go every year. It's held in January and again in September. I went this past January, so it's unusual for me to go twice a year, but it just happened to work out that way.
Okay. And the reason you go is to just try to pick up on some of the design trends that are going on out there, or talk a little bit about what you get out of the show.
Sure. You know, coming to the show year after year, I think it's a really good way to track trends as they evolve. And, you know, for the last year or so, I've been following some interesting trends, like just to give you an example, looking at the combination of rustic and polished, very refined materials. So when you go to the show, you see interesting wood combined with maybe a polished chrome, or you see something that looks like it's a reclaimed piece of iron, and it's combined with a really wonderful, slick, contemporary wood. So lots of mixing and matching of styles, but always rustic juxtaposed with something very elegant.
Okay. So this kind of gives you an idea. Would you say that a lot of the trends that we see in Europe carry over into the U.S.?
You know, it's a kind of mix-match thing. Sometimes I think they start in the U.S. and go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It used to always be Europe led the way, but we're such a global community these days, and so many of the people that show at Maison are not just European. They're really from around the world. In fact, one of the interesting things that I saw today was the first time a Chinese exhibitor has shown a piece of furniture, and you know how the ghost chairs by Philippe Starck became a classic icon?
Right.
Well, what this Chinese company did was they reinterpreted those kind of very Asian dynasty-looking chairs, you know, with the rolled angles and the like the beautiful carving that you typically see in teak or in a dark wood, and this time they did it in acrylic, clear acrylic. It was just sheer genius, and I think it's the start of many things to come with even Chinese designers bringing products to Europe and the rest of the world.
I see. Okay. Now, we all know that this economic dip is a worldwide economic dip. How has that affected the show this year versus other years when you've gone?
Yeah. Today's the first day of the show, and I went very early. I was there practically when the doors opened. And so it seemed that the traffic was a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But in speaking with a couple of the exhibitors, people that I've seen year after year, they were very hopeful. In fact, several of them said, oh, America, you need to recover so we can recover. You know, but there was some optimism in the air.
Uh-huh. All right, did you run into any of the other color marketing group people or any of the other contacts or in your network while you were at the show?
I did not, and that's a rare thing this year. And it may just be that this is so close to color marketing group meeting because that starts on Friday.
Okay. And you'll be going from – when you get back to the U.S., you'll be going straight to that meeting?
Just about. I'm in the office 4 days, and then I head to San Antonio.
Okay, great. All right, well, let's catch up with you just a minute. Most people know that, you know, for a long time you were with Solutia, then with Millikan, and now you've been with IVC only for a short period, maybe 6 months or so. Talk about how your role has changed.
Yeah. You know, it's a whole different world in the hard surface arena, but I'm really enjoying learning a whole different product category. And it's a category that's so influenced by woods and natural materials. It's really a different design aesthetic, and I find myself now at the show focusing perhaps a little bit differently than I would in the past.
Yeah, and now you have Paul Murfin as the new president for IVC USA, right?
Yeah, I just got an invitation while we were getting ready for this phone call to have my first meeting with him when I get back.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I appreciate you spending time with us again. Good to catch up with you in Paris. Have a safe trip back. Again, we've been talking to Kay Goslin, who's creative director with IVC, who was at the Maison show today. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.